From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In 2 weeks, two big changes will shake up the world of phone service. Cell phone users who want to switch to a competing wireless provider will be able to keep their phone numbers. And thanks to an FCC ruling yesterday, customers can also now move their home phone number to a cell phone and do away with the wired home phone entirely. Cut the cord, as they say. The rules take effect on November 24th in the top 100 markets. For the rest of the country, the rules kick in starting in May. And joining us now to figure out what all this means is Rudy Baca. He analyzes the wireless industry for the independent research firm Precursor Group. And Rudy, there's some estimates that show 3 to 5% of the population, millions and millions of people, have already switched from a home phone to wireless entirely. Why do that? What's the advantage?
Well, I think what happens is it fits people's lifestyle. One of the largest income sources for the traditional wired companies used to be every September when students went back to school and the colleges would have them put in phones into the dorms. They're no longer doing that. In fact, the wireless phones are being brought to the campus by the students. So we have a whole generation growing up thinking that the way they communicate is wherever they are. They simply contact whoever they want, wherever that person happens to be. It's much different than the generation where I grew up or even my parents. I remember when I first moved to Manhattan, I used to have to rehearse 3 minutes every Saturday. I would talk to my family. And then my father would say, the units, and hang up. And now my nephew, he's 10 years old. He comes home from school and he calls me up on the cell phone and says, hi, Uncle Rudy, how are you doing? How was your day?
Do you think it's a generational thing, though? I mean, would you expect to see older people switching from home phones, which they're used to and have been used to for generations, to a wireless phone entirely?
You know what I think is the key determinant is going to be quality. We've grown up in the United States with a wired phone service that really was the envy of the world. It was built to what's called five nines of reliability. That is, it was available 99.999% of the time. It was required to be by the FCC and the state regulatory bodies. Wireless, on the other hand, because it was the purpose was to inject competition into phone service, did not have quality standards. And so we all are familiar with cell phone burping, as it's called, where you're in the middle of downtown L.A. and you can't get a signal or your signal fades. And so those quality differentials are going to remain. Sometimes the wireline system is much more effective. I remember after 9/11 watching in New York as the only phones that worked were the payphones.
I guess there's also an issue for people at home who use their phone line for dial-up for the internet or for DSL lines. What would they do if they go to the cell phone?
That's what's interesting here, because the goal is to provide broadband on wireless. That's clearly what the FCC would like to do. Problem is, there really isn't enough spectrum to be able to do that yet. So that I think that the biggest effect we're going to see is the dropping of second lines. So they'll retain their home wired line for internet service, or maybe for emergency purposes, but their primary communications tool will probably be their cell phone.
If you are a local phone company now trying to keep your customers, what do you do with these changes that are pending now? How do you hang on to people and convince them to keep a wireline phone? I didn't know that they actually had a name now. It's not just a phone, it's a wireline phone. Or do you just accept the fact that people are going to be switching and make sure that you diversify into the wireless business?
Well, I think the problem for the old wireline phone companies is not so much just losing the customer, but you're losing a high revenue customer, because on the wired side, the customer is used to and accepts paying for other services, what are called value-added services, things like caller ID. On the wireless side, we've got spoiled consumers. They say, oh, yeah, I want that. I want all those services. And by the way, it's buckets of minutes. I'm paying you $19.95 or $29.95, whatever it is. And all those new services, my bill doesn't go up. So it's really shifting the value proposition from the phone companies. You know, back in the old days where they told you your phone is black and you rent it from us. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we will loan you a number. Now the consumer says, no, the number is mine, phone company. And if you want me and my number, what are you offering me? So it's a real sea change.
Rudy Baca, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for asking me.
Rudy Baca follows the wireless industry for Precursor Group here in Washington.